Amelia Fang and the Lost Yeti Treasures, written by Laura Ellen Anderson and read by Zoe Thorne.
Birth night, bums!
Amelia Fang woke with a start. Her pet pumpkin Squashy rolled off the bed, landing with a padoing. It can't be nighttime already, surely, said Amelia, pulling the blanket over her head.
Sounds like the celebrations have started,
said Florence Spudwick with a stretch. Grimaldi Reaperton yelped and hid underneath his bed covers. It was the winter holidays in the Kingdom of the Dark, which meant 6 whole weeks off school. Young vampire Amelia Fang and her 3 best friends were spending the first weekend of their holidays at the Yeti Mountain Pits. The pits were home to all the ancient retired Yetis in the kingdom, each living in their own cozy pit connected by a network of candlelit tunnels. Florence's grand Yeti, Clements, was turning 350 years old, and the ancient Yetis were having a party all weekend to celebrate. Amelia and her friends were so excited to have a big sleepover together. This meant late-day chats, tragic stories by candlelight, and lots of silliness. The door to the pit where Amelia, Florence, and Grimaldi were staying burst open. An old Yeti bellowed,
"Time for birth night, bums!"
before running away.
"Florence, why does everyone keep shouting birth night, bums?"
squeaked Grimaldi from under the covers. The little Grim Reaper was easily alarmed.
"Bumpin' bums is a common Yeti greeting, like shaking hands," said Florence as she lit the candles on the walls of the pit. "It's tradition to bump bottoms with the birthday Yeti the same number of times as their age."
"Wait, isn't your Grand Yeti 350 years old?" said Amelia. "That means..."
"Yup, 350 bum bumps," said Florence.
She performed 5 intense squats and punched the air.
"I'm so ready for this."
Florence Spudwick was a rare breed of Yeti with a passion for one-armed press-ups and having fun with her friends.
"And I can't wait for you to meet my Grand Yeti Clements," she said happily. "I think you'll love her."
The door to the pit flew open again, making Squashy do a tiny poo in shock. A huge Yeti with curly white hair and thick-rimmed glasses ducked into the room.
"What, Dad?"
Florence grinned and the two Yetis high-fived each other.
"Evening, Flo. All right, kids?"
said Florence's dad, Lawrence Spudwick.
"I hope you all slept well. We got a lot of celebrating to do over the next 2 nights."
"Evening, Mr. Spudwick," said Amelia politely. "We all slept as soundly as dead toads. These pits are super comfy."
"That's fantastic to hear," replied Lawrence.